Good morning. My name is Bonita, and I'm out of the Sunshine State of New Jersey. And if you didn't get the opportunity to share your name, we welcome each and every one of you to the TMC Telecommunication Sanctuary, where you are getting ready to get fed. So get your basic instruction before leaving Earth. That is your Bible. Get prepared. Get the word, because I just want you to know I read the back of the book. You win, because there's no weapon formed against you that will prosper. Not any, not none. So just go ahead and put the smile on your face as we go before the Lord in prayer, and then get ready to get fed with the word. Good morning, Father God. We just want to thank you. We thank you with a smile on our face. We thank you for whatever comes our way today, because we know that no weapon formed against us will prosper. We know that you have our back. Father God, we appreciate that you sent your angel this morning to each and every one of us and gave us a breath of life, that we woke up in our right mind. We had our faculties. We knew to tune into this call to get fed. Father, we thank you for the co-founders of this call, so that there is a forum, there is a platform, there's a place that we can come to hear a nourishing word that you're going to feed through one of your children to give us this morning. Father God, we do not take it lightly at all, knowing that you are definitely before us. We do appreciate everything that you've done for us. Father God, we just so much love you. We thank you for sending your only son to save us, our brother, Jesus Christ. Amen, amen, and amen. My lovely host, are you out there?
I am here. Good morning, good morning, God morning, great morning to each and every one of you. And thank you, Minister Bonita, for that awful, awesome, awesome tagline, "No weapon formed against us shall prosper." And thank you for your powerful prayer. This is Jackie Henderson in Indianapolis, Indiana, and we welcome each and every one of you to the call this morning. Now, to tell you a little bit about this call, it was started in October 2010 by the co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts, known as Miss Super Fantastic, and Dr. Vanessa Witherspoon, our Mother Eagle. And our scripture for this call that we stand on is Psalms 88:13. "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayers come before you." We also have a mission statement, and that is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. And there is a website that you will be able to access. It is www.themasterscall.net. Again, that is www.themasterscall.net. And all messages, all of our messages, our wonderful messages and words from the Lord have been archived on this site, as well as the bios of every one of our speakers. And our theme for this year is, in 2016, through me, God's glory is being seen. And if you feel so led of the Lord to be a part of this blessed ministry as a greeter, such as Minister Bonita has done this morning, or as a host, as I am currently doing right now, or just share a word from the Lord, you may even have a prayer request or a praise report. And please submit all of your information to info@themasterscall.net. Again, that's info@themasterscall.net. And Dr. Vanessa, or our prayer general, Ms. Brenda Terrell, will contact you. Now, what brought us all together was a phenomenal company, Artists International, which was established by the Diaz de Leon family over 25 years ago. We are now known as Artist Life. We have great products to help the world become healthier. And our VP of Sales, Mr. Clement Boyd, is spearheading Project 5000 with a presentation call that is accessible 24 hours a day. And that number is 641-715-3900. Again, that number is 641-715-3900. And the PIN for that call is 904-434-POUND. Now, the new motivational call It held Monday through Friday and is directly after this call. That call was originated by our own Platinum President, Dorothy Cook. It is now conducted by a team of great leaders that are giving vital information to help you grow your business. And that number is 641-715-3865. And the PIN number for that call is 539-598-POUND. Again, that number is 641-715-3865 with the PIN 539-598-POUND. And you can go to that call immediately after that call and be enriched with great vital information. Now, without further ado, let me introduce our speaker for this morning's call. And that speaker is a phenomenal woman, a blessed woman of God. She was brought up on the Mississippi Gulf Coast as a Catholic. God took Brenda under his wings when she was 12 years of age. Her mother was confined from a massive stroke, and her father passed away when she was only 16. After graduating as an honor roll student and getting her associate's degree in business, Brenda married Freddie Terrell and moved to Texas, where they became members of Antioch Missionary Baptist Church in Baytown, Texas, under Pastor Sherman Gray, Jr. Being a Spirit-filled Baptist church, Brenda received the baptism of the Holy Ghost, became an intercessor, a Sunday school teacher, along with working with the youth and women's ministries. She loves to encourage others in the gifts God has given them. Brenda is the proud mother of five and the grandmother of three grandsons. Throughout the years of God's blessings, Brenda has the power of the Lord moving miraculously in many aspects, from deliverance to healing, including herself when she was attacked with the stroke symptoms twice. Brenda's favorite words are, God is faithful. And back to her roots, Brenda resides in Ocean Springs, Mississippi, and is a member of Victory International Christian Center, where Pastor C.G. McCarter is the senior pastor. She is an artist distributor who believes in the products and enjoys helping people become healthy again. And utmost, she is looking forward to greater things in Christ. Jesus and her husband, Freddie, of 36 years. I'd like to bring this phenomenal woman to the line. She is such an encourager and is a blessing to each and every person on this call. Minister Terrell, are you there?
Yes, I am, Minister Jackie. Can you hear me?
I hear you loud and clear. Please take the...
Well, praise God, praise God. Thank you so much. I tell you good morning to all of you. I first want to give God Almighty, my everlasting Father, the honor and glory for this blessed opportunity and moment. And I want to thank you, Minister Benita, for graciously greeting everyone. And I tell you, you did a prelude of the message this morning, whether you know it or not. God is faithful. And thank you, Minister Jackie, our silver fox, for your heartfelt introduction. I tell you, you're such a blessing to the body of Christ. I give God glory for both of you. And I so dearly thank our co-founders, and that they are our Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, for being the blessing that you both are, especially to me, and allowing me to share this platform this morning. I tell you, oh my God, God is just faithful. Let's pray. Father, we thank you. And we glorify you, Lord, for being the awesome God that you are. So, Lord, I thank you, Father, that it is no longer Brenda, but it's Christ that dwells in me. Father, you be glorified through all that I say, and your people, the body, is edified with your glory. And we thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, my dear TMC family and friends, I greet you, and I tell you I thank God for that topic, the tag, no weapon formed against us shall prosper, because it's definitely going along with what God has given me today. People, it's harvest time. It's harvest time. God has spoken to me several days ago about sowing. And I could hear sowing and reaping constantly coming before me. And I said, okay, I hear it. I've spoken on it before. But after reading the scripture that I thought would be the key scripture, my spirit sensed there's more to it. Because shifting in the atmosphere is still lingering in my ear. And I said, okay, God, what is it that you want me to say? Now, we all know what a season is, but we don't always know what season we're in. Spiritually speaking, a season is a period of time that can be specified or indefinite. It could be specific and it could be indefinite. We know that to everything there is a season, according to Ecclesiastes 3. There's a season and there's a time for every purpose under heaven. We also know we're not supposed to grow weary in well-doing, because we'll reap if we don't give up, if we faint not, as King James says. In due season. That's according to Galatians 6. And then without a doubt, we know that we meditate, when we meditate on his word day and night, we will be like trees planted by rivers of water, bringing forth fruit in his season and prospering in whatever we do. That's according to Psalms 8:1. Now, but we know that it is God who changes the times and seasons. However, we can position, let me say it again, we can position ourselves for a season as it is shifting. It's harvest time. Some are going to shift from a time of sowing to a time of reaping. Others will shift from weeping to laughing. And then there are others that will shift from lack to prosperity. Oh, yes, and praise God, there are many that are shifting from earth to glory. Hallelujah. See, I'm reminded of what God had told us through Jeremiah. For I know the plans that I have for you, says the Lord, plans for peace and not for evil, to give you a future and a hope and expected end. That's what Jeremiah 29 told us in verse 11. I believe that God has great plans for each and every one of us in 2016. He wants us to shift us, he wants to shift us, rather, out of what has held us back to the abundant blessings that he has in store for us. I tell you, it's harvest time. It's harvest time. Now, our part is to position ourselves for the shift. Our part is to position ourselves for the shift. And that means creating that climate, that atmosphere, setting the stage for God to move in our lives. And then you may ask, okay, Sister Brenda, tell me, how can I do that? Well, for one, praise and worship. Praise him through the good times as well as the bad. Praise him in season and out of season. Praise him when you don't understand what's going on. And then he said, worship the Lord in the beauty of his holiness. They that worship him will worship him in spirit and in truth. See, what you do, you set aside and you shift off of everything that may be interfering with your time of praise and worship with him. Because, see, when you focus on Jesus, who is the true author and finisher of our faith, everything else will fall in place. He said, when you, all your ways acknowledge him, he will direct your path. I'm going ahead of myself, because that's about prayer. That's the second phase. When we pray before him when it's nobody but me and you, Jesus. Show me what you want me to pray about. Because, see, a lot of times we go before God with all our minds, me's and I's, and saying, I need this, I want you to do this, Lord, and what have you. God, what is it you want me to pray about this morning? And then you could get into your into the Spirit and allow the Holy Spirit to intercede and talk for you. Get into your prayer language. Because, see, there are situations that God has you to pray for, and you may not know the people, you may not know all the circumstances, but you being in place to do what God wants you to do and to pray for, things start shifting because it's harvest time. Those are your seeds. You're planting the seeds. You're planting the nourishments that God wants you to plant as he uses you. And thirdly, obedience. See, we all know that obedience is better than sacrifice. You keep your hearts, and I say you, we, you and I, when we keep our hearts open to hear what and where the Spirit of God is directing us, we can't go wrong. Again, when he says in all your ways, acknowledge him, he will direct our path. And I'm so grateful to God for his word, because when we meditate on his word, when he directs us and then he speaks to us, we stand still and hear what the Spirit is directing us to do. And then all the situations, the circumstances that take place in our everyday lives, God says, I got it. I got that. You focus on me, and I'll take care of you. Now, I must continue to say that we will continue to sow seeds of thankfulness. We will continue to sow seeds of peace, joy, being generous, forgiving, loving, being content, selfless, and hopeful, being faithful, which we are creating an atmosphere that attracts the presence of God. This is what attracts God's presence into our everyday lives. Now listen, we're still earthly creatures that gets, we know we all get tempted by the enemy, as Minister Bonita said earlier. We all get tempted, and he uses little devious tactics. So we don't want to leave any space or time with being angry and ungrateful and complaining and controlling and being critical and impatient, discouraged or jealous or frightened. Of being frustrated. He wants us not to be bitter or selfish about anything, but just meditate. Meditate on what God is doing in any given situation, even when the enemy attacks, because these are seeds that are creating a spiritual climate over our lives that will resist the Holy Spirit. So we don't want to give room to these little devious tactics that the enemy will put in our place. He loves you and I. Yes, he does. But our flesh is warring against the Spirit of God. So we want our spirits to be in sequence with what God is doing in our lives. Now, I'm truly a witness to the fact that when we allow the Holy Spirit to change our climate for any particular season, any shifting of our atmosphere, it will lead to a suddenly moment. Oh, yeah, we know about that suddenly moment. And according to Webster's, he defines suddenly as happening or coming unexpectedly, a changing angle or character all at once. And it's marked by, it's also considered marked by or manifesting abruptness or haste, made or brought about in a short time. Oh, get ready. It's harvest time. Remember about a week ago when I mentioned about Acts 2, where the believers were together and they were all in one accord? Then that suddenly moment came. Suddenly, there was a sound from heaven like a mighty rushing wind. That was a suddenly event. And then also when Paul and Silas were in prison, suddenly there was a massive earthquake, and the prison was shaken to its foundation. That was another suddenly event. So suddenly, you may shift into a promotion on your job. Suddenly, a loved one may shift from sickness to good health. Oh, hallelujah. Suddenly, you may shift into greater authority in the spirit. Suddenly, you may shift from a coordinator to a director. Praise the Lord. Suddenly, you may shift from feelings of oppression to new levels of freedom. It's a suddenly season. And how do we get there? Through praise and worship, through prayer and obedience. See, people, if there's ever a time to know the Lord and to hear his voice, the time is now. If there's ever a time to say that we are in harvest time, the time is now. See, we can't look at the situations around us. We have to know who we are in Christ Jesus, because suddenly moments take place. I don't know about you, but I feel the atmosphere shifting for greater, and it's greater for you and for me, greater for the believers in the body of Jesus Christ. The world is different. We see, we can look around, and I don't know about you, but even in our churches, have you noticed in the churches where things are shifting, where things have gone into a different atmosphere? Have you noticed that even the changes in the NBA arena? Look at the political arena. Look at the changes, the shifting that's taking place. The enemy, we know, is terrorizing the earth with so many different little tactics, but he's still a defeated foe. An alligator snatching a child? Oh, my. However, we must come to grips that we are not of this world. Can I say that again? We must come to grips that we're not of this world. We have to continue to speak into the atmosphere. We have the power to shift any situation by speaking those things that be not as though they were. He said, whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. We have the authority to change and shift the atmosphere in any given situation. Yes, things are going around in this earth. Yes, things are taking place in our churches, even in our homes. But Jesus reminded us, don't be dismayed. Don't be discouraged. He said, I have overcome the world. Glory to God. Like Minister Benita said, we know the end of the story. God has already given us the victory through Christ Jesus. Oh, praise God. So I want to encourage you, my brothers and my sisters, as we focus on our eyes. We focus our eyes, rather, on the author and the finisher of our faith. We believe for the suddenly moments in 2016. See, through you and through me, God's glory will be seen each and every day of our lives, because we're expecting them to happen. We're expecting God to use us. We're expecting God to work a miracle in through us. We can lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. He said, greater works shall we do, because he's going to his Father. We have the suddenly moments taking place. It's harvest time. Wait with anticipation, but understand that we have to do our part. Like the disciples in the upper room, they prayed. They worshiped the Lord. That, you know, and then that suddenly moment took place. Like Paul and Silas in the prison, they praised God. And the whole atmosphere changed. We need to sow the seeds to create a spiritual climate within our lives that reaps the harvest. It's harvest time. I say it again, it's harvest time. And the ultimate suddenly moment will be when Jesus returns for his church. Oh, glory, hallelujah. We'll all be caught up. And the word says, in a flash, in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, he shall appear in all his glory. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And when we get caught up with him, it will definitely be harvest time. It's harvest time, my sisters and brothers. Grasp what God has for you. And I give glory to God for what he's doing in this moment and in this hour. Back to you, to my host. God bless you all.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. I receive that, Jesus. Let us go before the Lord in prayer. God, we thank you for the word that was brought forth. We thank you, God, for shifting the atmosphere. God, we thank you for living in our authority, walking in our authority to shift the atmosphere and to live in victory. God, we thank you for the speaker this morning and for the anointing that you have over her as she poured out to each and everyone. Let everyone on this call have an ear to hear what you have said, Lord, and a heart to receive, and to go out and walk in that victory, because it is harvest time. We thank you, God, because you have said that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And as we go out and sow our seeds, we will live in victory. We thank you, God, for this word. We thank you, God, for this call. We thank you, God, for your anointing this morning over that word. And we shall be victorious. In your mighty name, Jesus, amen, amen, and amen. Thank you, Minister Brenda, for that awesome, awesome word this morning. And if you like me, I know that you would love to hear that word again. Oh, hallelujah. With such a rhema word from the Lord, from the throne room itself. And you can hear that by going to our playback at 1-712-432-1085. Again, that number is 712-432-1085 with the PIN code 957-677-pound. I just thank God for his goodness and his grace. And thank you, Minister Brenda, for that message from on high today. Minister Benita, we thank you for seating everyone in our sanctuary this morning to hear such a word from the Lord. And now I call back to the line our prayer general. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Our prayer general, Minister Terrell, to give us our benediction for this morning. And I remind each and every one of you that after this call to go on to the morning motivational call immediately following this call. Minister Brenda, are you there?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me, Minister Jackie?
I hear you loud and clear. Thank you, Lord.
Praise God. Now unto him who is able to keep you from stumbling or falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to our only wise God, our Savior, who alone is wise, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. And let the church say amen. God bless you all. Have a wonderful day.